Nation, everybody! Yo, Sherry, mommy, what's going on today?
Well, Chewy Prince William reveals that one time Taylor Swift had him singing on a prayer. We'll get into that.
And how far would you go not to steal the spotlight on your relative's wedding day? We'll tell you what Kyle Rich's daughter did for her cousin Paris Hilton.
Also, did Brooke Shields call her 15-year-old daughter a donkey's booty? We'll explain, but first, Brad, what's going on?
Sherry, girl, your almost husband comment finally spoke out on his breakup with Tiffany Haddish. He hopped on Fox O's Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored with Jason Lee and dished the tea, honey, in the words of Gary. Now, common sense. Said being in a relationship with Tiffany was the realest and most mature relationship he has ever had, but it was missing some nutrition. Listen to this.
It was hard for me to balance all of that and keep the relationship, fed. And I think, I had to come to the understanding that and we came to the understanding. It was a mutual thing, essentially, that we came to the understanding that, like, this is what's gonna be best, like, for us to still continue to love each other and be there for each other.
I love the analogies that Common gives for his relationships.
He's such a lyricist.
I think he's saying, they didn't have the right ingredients because they were gone all the time. They were never together.
Or he could be saying they weren't eating each other.
They weren't
They needed that some more of that. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
That's that good nutrition.
I would like to see them back together.
They not. Common can't keep no woman. Y'all done seen all the women he done been through, so, honey, y'all
don't
need to
do
stop
that.
It.
Everybody has relationships and they work or they don't, Gary.
And sometimes, like, your relationships are tune-ups for the next relationship so you can possibly be better. Like, maybe this will be a step in the right direction,
He just needs to let us know what he needs to be fed. I'm just curious.
I would like to know that, too.
I thought this was it for them.
Gary,
I thought this was it.
Nope, Gary.
Can't be hangry in a relationship.
I want him to make a grocery list. I wish you, Gary.
Yeah, grocery. Well, Prince William said Taylor Swift had him out here living his wildest dreams. During a recent interview, the Prince revealed that in 2013, Taylor Swift sat next to him at a Buckingham Palace event where Bon Jovi was performing his classic hit, Living on a Prayer. Wow, and things got a little hype when Bon Jovi invited Taylor on stage to sing with him. And Taylor dragged Prince Willie up there with her, and he didn't know the words,
That
might have been a little embarrassing. He said, and I quote, "I desperately tried to remember some of the words and sing hard as I could, as hard as I can. Beneath my black tie, there was a lot of sweating going on. I felt like a swan while I was trying to keep myself composed on the outside, but inside, the little legs were paddling fast." But if you look at the video, he played it off really, really good, y'all.
Literally, I feel for him. That's your worst nightmare, Chewy, because that's not what Prince William does. He doesn't sing. He doesn't, when you're in your seat is one thing, but being out there in front of everybody, that's what Bon Jovi and Taylor Swift do.
Harry would have never did this, okay? No. He would have known the words, okay? He would have known what to
Harry's
do, and if he didn't, he would have known
hip-hop.
How to play it off.
You would have been good.
Prince William, he's the firstborn, so he's bred to rule a country.
Right.
Sherry, stop making excuses for these people. Like, if, in black culture, we revoke people black card all the time. You're going to get your white card revoked. There's certain songs that white people just know. People know Living on a Prayer. Right. It's just one of them joints.
Everybody knows
true.
I went to a Anita Baker concert, and she invited B.B. Winans. He was sitting next to me. She invited B.B. Winans to sing The Question Is up on stage, and he grabbed my hand and pulled me up there. And I know I look like a gospel singer, but I can't sing. And that woman, Anita Baker, handed me a microphone, and I was like, "What is it? What?" I know the words.
You know the words?
I look like I can sing. And she told me to get off the stage.
You should have just act like you was yawning while you was singing.
No.
Well, y'all, Kyle Rich's daughter Farrah is good at keeping secrets. So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star revealed that her eldest daughter kept news of her own engagement a secret to make sure she didn't steal her niece Paris's Hilton shine at her extravagant wedding. Last month, she said she actually got engaged right before Paris's wedding, but she didn't want to say it because it was Paris's big wedding. She also continued, "She didn't say anything to Paris until last night, and then she just told her privately, and she was, of course, so excited for her. But we just decided to let Paris' time be her time, and then we finally got to say it.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was nice of her. That was nice.
Oh. Would y'all keep good news a secret so that you wouldn't shine anybody else?
Hell no. Yeah. I'm shining.
You shine.
I'm shining.
You better shine
everybody.
At all times? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going
to
shine.
But that would be crazy because Brad, like you and Judy, y'all about to get married.
Right.
So somebody came to your wedding and they were a big name as well and they were like, we're getting married.
Yeah,
it takes away the shine.
Yeah, Brad would call security. Brad would call security on them. Yeah,
I would
Brad
escort their asses out myself.
Yes.
Like, so let's just say, like, if Jermaine Dupri proposed to Janet Jackson at you and Judy.
No, that's different. He's my brother.
Okay.
That is different. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he wouldn't do it. Like, he'd probably do it at the reception. That would be cute. My brother got, you know, they got engaged at my wedding. Or, yeah, that
family
would be dope.
Ties.
And I've been wanting them to get back together. She and he both are going to kill me, but I'm sorry.
All right. A little scoop here. A little scoopy scoop.
On that note.
Well, guys, this is really cool. Today, we would love to give a special shout out to our friend and fan of the show, Michael Wynn. He out here in Atlanta, right?
Okay.
Congratulations on your 10-year anniversary of graduating from UC Irvine. Now, the homie Michael is a huge fan of comedy and also giving back. So thank you so much for donating through the charity Buzz Auction, you know, to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society in L.A.
Wow.
He really loves comedians. And check this out. Once he got a chance to flick it up with comedian and former 90s SNL cast member Colin Quinn. So he asked that we dish about one story about him and our research team. They worked really hard over here. And they worked hard day and night and they came up with this story. So Colin recently tweeted this. Attention comics, I will help you with your act for free as a favor, but we split whatever you make from here on out. Now think about it.
Okay, that's selling your soul to the devil.
Yeah, it really is.
Now, Shay, would you take him up on his offer?
Hell no. You're going to help me, but you're going to take a bunch of what I make for here. And he said from here on in?
Damn.
No, sir.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like a manager or agent.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds worse, actually.
It sounds worse,
right? Well, Michael also sent over a question for us to answer you guys. He would like to know our New Year's non-resolution. What's one thing that you've done in the past that you'll probably do again in 2022?
I'll probably continue resting on my stomach. You know, getting good sleep.
Yeah.
Brad?
Keep smoking.
Keep smoking, eat egg sandwiches, baby.
I know something bad I do. I always, when I hit on younger men, I always say I'm going to bring them on Dish as a guest host.
Is that what happened?
I'm going to stop, but I'm going to keep doing it in 2022 because it's working.
Wow. Yeah. That explains Tanner.
How you think Chewy got the job?
Wow. I was here before
Tanner
you.
Got here too, Chewy.
What? Really? That's Lady Eloise over there.
Let me find out. That's how Tanner Thomason got a job.
Tanner will be here next week. Okay. All right, up next, Brooke Shields shares that her 15-year-old daughter has hit the jerk stage. Oh, yeah, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, now, being a parent to teenagers is rough. Just ask Brooke Shields. The actress was a guest on the Armchair Podcast, and host Dax Shepard and Monica Padman asked how old her two daughters are. Check out what Brooke said.
All the while.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and then I just can't wait to get back because it's a weekend. And
okay, how old are they?
18 and a.
Okay.
So 15?
Perfect.
15? I got that big one.
Wow, good job.
Yes, she is 15.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Really? Is that accurate?
Yep.
Is that accurate, Sherry?
Spot on.
Yep.
Now, before you get the wrong idea, Brooke explained that she had given her 15-year-old Greer specific instructions on buying a dress that she wanted, and Greer texts back. Can you hit it for a breath?
I really don't appreciate the way you talk to me. I think you, like, talk to me like I'm a child.
That was so good,
because
me. That was so good.
Now, Sherry, your son is about the same age as Brooke's kid. Do you sympathize with Brooke?
Absolutely. Like, everything I try to tell Jeff, he's like, I got it. Whatever.
Am I the only one that was terrified of their mom or dad growing up? Like, I'm still terrified of my mom. Like, I would never come at my mom like this. Because she would beat the hell out of me.
The new kids today, Chewy, these new kids, they woke. They don't do that now. They're not terrified of us like we used to be terrified of our
friends. Well, you put that fear in them as a child, they would be terrified as
exactly, Gary.
My mother's dead, but I'm still afraid of disappointing her.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of my parents, too. But, you know, man. You put that fear. Now they know the number to you know, when you get to call them
people.
They
don't get whoopings with belts no more. They don't have to go get their own switch to get a whooping with. Chad, we had to do all that.
I had to go like to the yard and get a switch, pick out and bring it back to the house.
No more, sir.
And you better not bring back no little dried out stick either. Or they going to go get it.
I'll bring a little dead leaf. I'll bring a dead leaf in the house.
You know what Chinese like me. I hit my kids with pillows.
Yeah, there you go. All right, y'all. With the holidays coming up, companies have all kind of fun ways of promoting their products. But check this out. Miller Lite has a way for your tree to be lit in more ways than one. You can hang beer ornaments on your Christmas tree, and they're called beernaments.
Oh!
I like that. Beernaments. And they come in a six-pack. Of course they do. Wow. So the ornaments fit snugly around a can of beer. But the only problem is that they only work with 8-ounce cans instead of the full-size beer cans.
Mm.
So, okay, that means you got to buy the 8-ounce cans. So, Gary with the beer, would you like these ornaments so you could have beer on your Christmas tree?
Mm.
Girl, yes, ma'am, honey. Yes. Attention and sharing. My beer cans brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours. So, yes,
ooh,
honey.
All right.
I would love that, honey, on my tree, honey.
He don't even drink.
No, I don't drink, because you got to have alcohol brand for your company. So that's to keep a man.
You use the beer to trap the company.
Exactly. So the beer trap.
So the beer mints would be for your men who come over. Got it.
Like the tree, it would totally bring
the arm would probably
down.
Like be all bent. It's like a wicked looking tree.
But what happens if you got the tree? You know how cats be coming around the tree? I got a dog.
Right.
So Lexi moves her tail, it'll hit the tree.
Right.
Then your ornaments get knocked off.
The beer's on the floor.
And then all the presents get wet. No, it's a disaster.
All the presents get wet. And then the
whole house smell like.
The beer gets in the electric socket, causes an electrical fire, and then burns the whole house down.
No, honey. If you have the right man over here, drink all the damn beer, honey. Y'all just stretch. Too much, honey.
All right, y'all. What's your favorite John Legend song?
Ooh.
All right. While you think about that, we've got a huge announcement. Get lifted with a taste of what's coming with John Legend's 2022 Las Vegas residency. And join us as we stream his exclusive iHeartRadio Live. We're going to stream that on Monday, December the 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific on DishNation.com.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting.
Hope he does Green Light.
Ooh, that's nice, too.
Yeah, I like that song.
All right, ladies. Are you tired of waiting at the nail salon and spending $50 to $100 for the perfect manicure?
Yes.
Well, you can be your own favorite nail tech with the Double Dip Nail Dip Starter Kit.
Yes, honey, because great nails are as simple as coat, dip, file, and shine. Plus, honey, you get your choice of beautiful fall or holiday couleur sets.
And Double Dip dries in minutes with a shine that lasts for weeks with no maintenance. This all-in-one dip powder starter set will remove all the hassles and leave you loving your beautiful nails.
And Double Dip is an American woman-owned small business. Plus, their products are vegan, and now they're made with non-toxic ingredients. So, Brad, tell everybody how much.
Well, this nail dip kit has been seen as high as $90. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $35.
Whoa!
Yes, you know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next is Ticket or Skip It time, so don't go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. So,
hey.
Guess what? It is time for Ticket or Skip It. Okay, fam, so today we have two movies that are chasing your well-earned dollars this holiday season. Chewy, what is the first one?
All right, this one coming out today. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story is finally out after many delays due to COVID. You know, the original movie came out 60 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Unlike the original, in this one, Latino actors are actually playing Latino roles. All right.
Awesome.
And the legendary Rita Moreno is back, but in a whole new role. Take a look.
This is my first time in New York City. I want to be happy here. I want to make a life at home.
Are you ready? Tonight is about family. The first gringo boy who smiles at you.
Yes.
I auditioned for this movie.
Oh, you did?
I did. I didn't get it. All right.
Oh.
By the way, Rita Moreno turns 90 tomorrow. Happy birthday, mi reina.
Wow.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday.
So, yo, this is totally a ticket for me. I love musicals.
I'm going to ticket this because I remember when it came out on TV when I was a young girl, and, like, we were all sitting in front of the TV. And it was just, I just remember it. So I can't wait to see it again. And I love Rita Moreno.
Me too.
God, I've been hearing about this movie all my life. Never got a chance to see the movie or read the books. But the trailer makes it seem interesting enough to where I'm all in.
Yeah, check
Take
it out, man.
Take it for me.
Take it for me all the way.
Well, moving on. You're going to have to wait till December 22nd to see this one. But yeah, finally, after 18 years, the new Matrix is out. It's called Matrix Resurrections.
Wow. Okay.
Starring Keanu Reeves. It's coming to theaters and HBO Max. Check us out.
Billions of people just living out their lives. Oblivious. But this is the moment for you to show us what is real.
Okay.
Ticket like times 10 for me. Like I'm beyond excited for this.
But now Keanu is 57 years old. Didn't he do it like when he was 20 or 30?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's still in shape, though.
Is that because he was doing John Wick?
Yeah, like John Wick kept him in shape. Yeah. He lived like he was actually on Wick and maintained his health. Like, you know, and banged
Wick
it out.
Wick and boot steps.
Ticket for me.
Ticket.
Yeah, ticket I'm going to take it, too, because Jada Pinkett Smith is in it, and I love her. And she may be talking about Will, honey, you know, some of the things that they're going through.
Red pill talk?
Red always tells me, honey, that I'm her bestie. But see why having a bestie at work is so good for you right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. This is our last story of the day, which means Dish is it. Dish
is it.
According to experts, having a workplace bestie can prevent you from quitting your job. Did you not know that?
Yes.
So, that's right, because workplace consultant Bruce Daisley says that maintaining healthy friendships at work can motivate people to remain employed. Mm. He also said that over 63% of women who had a work bestie were over twice as likely to be engaged while on the clock.
Ooh.
So, y'all think this is true?
You're my work bestie. I love working with you.
Yes, I love working with you.
I love working with you.
This is like amazing.
Yeah.
And then we can hear y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
we're all work besties.
Yeah, we're all work besties over here.
Yeah. I mean, I think the same thing applied. Like, you know, when you used to go to school, like when you had homies that you really rocked with, you looked forward to going to school. Even if there was a new girl or somebody that you liked, you always would be more enthusiastic about pulling up because they were there. So I think it still works in the workplace.
Right.
Absolutely. Getting trouble with. Yeah,
I
it was
know,
great.
You know what I love about like being on Dish is like we laugh so much. Like it makes you want to come in every day. You don't mind being here so early because we just always laughing.
Speak for yourself,
it's a good
bitch.
Time.
I'm in the building at 4 a.m., okay?
Okay.
The only bestie can do that to you. You be laughing.
Yeah.
Her best friend is her bed.
Okay, good.
Anybody want to shout out their Dish Nation work bestie?
Oh, I want to shout out mine. My Dish Nation work bestie quit, but I'm still holding up a
We do miss that bestie. Yeah. We miss you, Portia. She's on a worldwide book tour right now.
She's good.
Making our money.
Not mad at all.
We miss you, Portia.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.